Kohle wegzustellen.
Yitzchak
Avin.
This Shabbos, with Shem Shabbos HaGudl, there is a some soifa in the drushes, which he explains why it's called Shabbos HaGudl. Interesting thing. What's Gudl? Soifa zukt azoy. Shabbos HaGudl, that we know that every Yom Tov, the Shabbos before, has in it already the koyach of the Yom Tov. A Shabbos before Yom Tov is already got the chelik of Yom Tov. So he says dvar chiddush the chasam soif. That means also a Shabbos before Yom Tov has already the koyches of Yom Tov. So we could say that the Shabbos before Yom Tov is a preparation for Yom Tov, and afterwards there's a few weekdays, and then comes Yom Tov. Chasam soif is zogt, it's not mistaba that the Shabbos before Yom Tov should be already the koyach of Yom Tov, and then it should become weekday, and then should come Yom Tov. So it must be that from the Shabbos before Yom Tov till Yom Tov is one big kedusha. Well, let's say Yom Tov is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Shabbos before Yom Tov has the koyach of Yom Tov, and it goes on till the Yom Tov. So the Shabbos becomes a bigger Shabbos. Usually Shabbos is one day. The Shabbos before Yom Tov, the Shabbos takes till Yom Tov. Plus Yom Tov. The first time this happened was in Mitzrayim. The Shabbos before Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, the Shabbos continued till Yom Tov. So that's why it's called Shabbos HaGudl. The Shabbos becomes longer. It becomes a Shabbos which goes till Yom Tov. But the Chasam Soif zogt, a gewaltige chiddush, that we don't say V'yinoyam on the Shabbos before Yom Tov. Why? Because the Shabbos has in it the Kedusha of Yom Tov, and the Shabbos continues till Yom Tov, so the Rishuim don't go back to Gehenim on the Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, usually, the Rishuim go back to Gehenim. On the Shabbos before Yom Tov, the Rishuim stay out of Gehenim till after Yom Tov. So that's why we don't say V'yinoyam. So really, this year, we have a whole week Shabbos before Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is next Shabbos, so we have a full week. The question is whether we say V'yinoyam this week. It's a shittes. If we do say, we don't say. But actually, we have a whole week, Shabbos before Yom Tov. And the emes is that there's a very clear raya that the Shabbos before Pesach already has the Kedusha of Pesach. Because this Shabbos, we have the minig, most people, to say the Agud the Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos Agud in the Siddur, we say from till Gual Yisroel. The Guan, the Vilna Guan, had the meaning not to say. What? Ad l'chap al kol ben esayin. Sorry. The Vilna Guan said that one shouldn't say the Agud the Shabbos afternoon. Why? Because we say in the Agud, the Yuchel Mirush Chodesh, Talmud Loima, Bavaze, Vishusha Matze, Murim, and Nuchum Lefunech. The only time which one should say the Agud should be Pesach Banai. So, he's Choylik on the meaning, which the Rambam brings that we should say that good. We shouldn't say that good. What? Okay. But if Bava Zeh lo yomati elu b'shul shamatzim, we're menuchum lefaneich. If we say that the Shabbos before Yom Tov has already the Kiddush of the Yom Tov starts on the Shabbos before Yom Tov, so we can understand our meaning that we do say that good. And Bemis, there's another ayah. Chasam Soif says an interesting point. In Tehillim, twice, we say the Makkos, the 10 Makkos of Mitzrayim, but we don't say them in the order of the Makkos of Mitzrayim. There's a different order. Urev before Kinim, Dam in the middle. So if it says why? Why in Tehillim does David HaMelech not say the Makkos in the Seder? So if that's a dangerous thing to say the Makkos in the Seder. Why? When we say the Makkos, we're Ma'oire the Midas Adin, and it can come to not good things. So I have to change the order of the Makkos. The only time we're allowed to say the Makkos ala Seder is Lail Pesach. It's Lail Shemurim. So we're allowed to say the Makkos. Zukta Rabbi Yehide, ho yonoysu b'hem simunim. Now, why do we need a simun for the Makkos? The Tzach, Hadash, Ba'achav, what's the big chochm of the simunim? Why can't we just say the Makkos? Zukta Chasam Soif, that for the whole year round, one shouldn't say the Makkos in their order. So Rabbi Yehuda made a siman that one shouldn't have to say out the Makkos with his, he shouldn't have to say Dam Tzvadei Akinim. Rabbi Yehuda, you know, Simam Simunim. For a whole year, Rabbi Yehuda made a siman, the Tzachadash Barachav. Leil Pesach, Leil Shemir, I'm allowed to say the Makkos Al HaSeder. Now, if we say that good the Shabbos afternoon, and we say the Makkos Al HaSeder, it's Al Kochach that from Shabbos we have already the Leil Shemurim. So we're already in preparation for the Seder from this Shabbos. What? Okay, so. Okay. So, Erev Shabbos Be'emes, Erev Shabbos HaGudel, one can call already Erev Pesach, so we can zecher speak about Pesach already. But the emes is, we'll say a vote on the parsha which will connect to Pesach. I saw an advertisement outside for a new HaGudel. Be'emes, every year, Reb Shloimeh won't be so happy with what I'm saying now. There's always new HaGudel, there's always new HaGudel. So they have an advertisement outside. Come to the Seder prepared without preparing. I think we'll do the other way around. There's a vort, says this way, before Pesach, usually the Olam is a bissel neves. The Olam is a bissel ungezeugen. What am I going to say about the Seder? My Einikloch are coming, my children. All year comes noch a rosdrein. Shabbos, Zmiris, a little vort. Pesach is a long night, and the mitzvah, we gather to Levincho, and everybody's looking for what to say. We find that usually people come and say drushes before Pesach, people want to hear a vort, people write it down, they want to have what to say over. So that's the advertisement. Come to the Seder prepared without preparing a story and a vort. For £6.50, you can come, you got a booklet, and it's Mesidah. But the emes is, as it's the other way around. There's a medrash this week in Parshas Metzora. The medrash is very famous. The medrash says that there was a roichel, there was a peddler, who came and he shouted, "Man boy le mizbn sam de chai." Who wants to buy some? No English, some. What? No, I can't even say the word. Never mind. Man boy, what? What? Something. Anyway, man boy le mizbn sam de chai. Who wants to buy some chai? So he called out, and everybody came running after him. Who's going to sell us some of the chaya? Some of the chaya? And Rabbi Yonah was sitting in his house and he heard this roichel saying, "Man boy lemizm some of the chaya." Yeah, let's think of it. Nowadays, somebody comes, a person will come in town, a doctor will say he's got a medicine which makes everybody stay alive. No, so Rabbi Yonah came as well. So he said, "No, it's not for you." And he said, "No, he does want." He showed him the sefer Tehillim. Mi o isha chufetz chayim o evyumim liras toiv netzoy l'shom chumeru. Rabbi Yonah said, now for many years I've been saying this pusik and I never understood and heard what stated in that pusik. And all the mafalshim and all the svurim are full of it. What did he say? He said nothing. He said the pusik. And that is got shaykhs to Pesach. Tzudik says as a roichel is a lushen of rechilus. This person was a baal lushen hara. In his younger years he was a roichel, he was a baal lushen hara. And he did shiva. He felt the pusik from within. He had an extra meaning and feeling to this pusik. He wasn't saying "Mi Yosuch of Tzchaim" as saying a pusik in Tehillim. He was saying what happened to him. He understood and felt "Mi Yosuch of Tzchaim Oyev Yomam Liras Toiv." A person who's gone through a certain thing, a person who's been in something and felt something, all he has to say, he said the pusik, nothing more than that. But he said it from his inner veining, from his heart. He said something from within. Rabbi Yonah said, "I've heard this pusik many times, but I've never heard it like this person said it." He was saying it from with feeling from himself. He said, "Mi yishach of tzchaim." He was saying what he felt. The same thing is Pesach b'nacht. And let's start maybe with a question or two for Leil Pesach. We know, kol amar b'lesaper, Hareizim Meshubach. Whoever says more, Hareizim Meshubach. Okay. So, why didn't Chazal, whoever made that Agudas, we don't know who made that Agudah. Some say Moshe Rabbeinu made that Agudah. Nirtzu is Gematria Moshe. Rabbeinu Mepshischa says Al Yanuvi made that Agudah. That Agudah is Zecher Adovakudah. That Agudah is not very long. It's long if you start to say the late, if you're not prepared beforehand. it's long if you keep on saying Shaina Vet and Shaina Masas. Like good itself doesn't take more than maximum about half an hour. There is places, I'm in Slonim. Mashveh is Slonim. In Slonim, they don't say anything. The whole Agud is Ukmanish Kaimvot. They say Agud like davening. Oh, Lachmanyo, the Achol of a son. It takes about 25 minutes, the ganze Mais. Mzukt is Azoy. First, Ugezukt. Fetik. Why didn't they make Agud at least as long as Tikkun Leil Shviyas? Kolam Abba the Sapar is a Meshulach. No, why didn't they tell us what to say? Make a big Agud of three bender. And everybody should start saying and saying and saying and saying till 10 minutes before Chatzos, and then start eating. Why is this such a short Agud? Agud is not long. If there's a mitzvah of Kala Ma'abel, Sapa, Ezim, Meshivach, there should have been a Nisach to say for 3 nights. And everybody should say as much as he can. Somebody can start early, will daven early, whatever, and start saying and saying and saying. It'll look like Shviz. Why is this such a short Agud? If Kala Ma'abel, Sapa, Ezim, Meshivach, why is that Agud so short? What? Can, but why isn't there a Nisach long enough for somebody who doesn't know what to say? Not everybody knows himself what to say. People are looking for Madrush and for Veta. Give them a long enough Aguda. Everybody should have what to say. No problem. Togdish for the kinder. What? Togdish for the kinder. What? Yeah, but the balance is quite short. Aguda is not very long. Take. Okay, fine. In Chernobyl, they also don't say a word about Aguda. What he was doing in Sinai, learning the Torah. The Sefer Torah with all Shas. Okay. I'll ask another question. We all know, Keneged Abu Bunim Dibur Torah. So there's four answers, there's really four types of a Seder night. There's a Seder night with a Ben Chochem, there's a Seder night with a Ben Rusha, Tam Sheni Dalish. We say it in a few paragraphs in the Agud. Very nice. Our Nisach of the Agud, to which son are we speaking? There should be really four Agudas in every shop. Yeah, there should be for each person a set of four Agudas. Person comes to the shop, okay, I'm looking for Agud. Okay, which type of Seder are you trying to do this year? Are you doing the Ben Chochem? Fine, I've got 38 Agudas for the Ben Chochem. Ben Rusha, I've got 27 Agudas. Tam, 64. There should be a different nisach. It's just Kenegid Abu Bunim Dibur Torah. We have one nisach aguda for the whole oilam. How does it work? Who are we talking about? Which son have we got? We hope all of us to have the Ben Chochem, Ben Tzadik, Abu Lamaisa, Kenegid Abu Bunim Dibur Torah. Why isn't there an extra aguda for each nisach? And number three is Mitzvah Dalet Koses. Yeah. Pesach wanted to ask Shaila, so asking a few new questions. Yeah, so asking a question, why is that good is so short? And the oilam wasn't so happy with the question, because it's long enough. And number two, to which of the children are we geared? The Nisach HaGud, Pesach wanted, to which child are we talking actually? And number three, Arba Koses Shaliyayin. Now everybody knows that four koses of wine, Lefi Kama Poskim, has to be wine, is quite a heavy thing to do Pesach wanted. Why Dafke wine? It's a question which I saw in the Poskim of Shlomo Zalman Oybach speaks about it. Why Abakos Shalyayin? Lechoyre, we're taking matzahs anyway. We're taking three matzahs. You might as well buy another matzah. And have four matzahs. You want to do something four, so take four matzahs. Why wine? What does it symbolize? The wine. But the emes is, the answer for the question is back to the vault which we said from Reb Tzudik by the Reuch. You can't come to the Seder prepared without preparing. You can prepare without coming prepared. It's the other way around. You've got to prepare. The Haguda is a Sfas Halev. The Haguda, it's not about how many nice Veta I'm going to say. It's not about how many nice stories I'm going to say. It's about how much feeling I've got to what we're saying Pesach B'night. If I'm going to be say it with feeling, the children are going to accept it. Rashi says, it's a Rashi ala Torah, V'higadatu levincho. What's the illusion? Magid. We say, Magid mezuk da Haguda. We have a Yom Tov, we have a Machze, we have a Siddur. What's the solution? Magid, Haguda. So, Rashi, Divrei, Haguda, Hamoishchen es Halev. The Haguda want us to say with heart. The Reuchel was saying something with heart. Rabbi Yana heard the new pshat. It was a completely different Haguda. He didn't say any pshutim. He didn't say nothing. And told us, Pesach B'night, he said nothing. Not one vort and not one pshat. He sat and he said, touch of the Aguda to the children. Touch. Push a touch. But if you say it,
if you're prepared, if you prepare yourself, then that good has got different meaning. So a meisef in Chofetz Chaim, there was a bucherl who later was a mechal Shabbos. In those times, there was a lot of chil Shabbos. Nothing helped. Father spoke to him, his mother spoke to him. The Chofetz Chaim was in his town, and the parents asked Chofetz Chaim to say up to the bucher.
Chofetz Chaim took the hand of this bucher
and said one word. He said one word,
Shabbos.
And a tear fell down from it, dropped down on Yenim's hand.
Yenim never was Mechal Shabbos again.
The Chofetz Chaim spoke from his heart. He explained it to him.
You can say Drushes, Mitzachim, but you're not speaking from within. If you come prepared without preparing, then it's not you.
You've bought our good at £6.50, £8.50, it's no different. No, it goes the other way around. Prepare without coming prepared.
Don't come with a book,
don't come with long Drushes, but come prepared from within.
Divrei Aguda Moshchina Salev.
In other words, what I'm trying to explain is,
we have to always know how to prepare for something.
There's a Moridi Gevot from Chaske Levenstein. He says on Tfilah, we can use the same on Agud.
He says, Chazal say, as Tfilah,
what's Tfilah? Tfilah is Eiz Avoyde Shebelev Zei Tfilah. Tfilah is Avoyde Shebelev.
Tuk to Chaske Levenstein Gevot.
He says a Mushl. Taka Pesach Dige Mushl.
Matzis, we all know,
there's matzahs, there's all types of matzahs. You can start off with buying matzahs in Tesco for about, I don't know how much they cost. And you can go on to buying matzahs for about £30 a kilo. You can bake your own matzahs, they're not always better than the bought ones, for £40, £50. You can buy nowadays, there's all types of prices for matzahs.
Sektam Mush, the person was mechinech, matzahs have to be 100%.
He goes himself to cut the wheat. And then he checks through every single wheat. We're talking about months of work. He grinds it himself. Alles. He's got muiridige matzahs. And his shochen has got matzahs which he took off the shelf. He bought them. But there's one difference between them.
The first person, his father forgot to tell him what you're supposed to do with the matzahs. He doesn't know that he's supposed to eat them. He thinks matzahs you're supposed to put on your head Pesach one night.
So he's got these muiridige matzahs, gewaldige matzahs.
Comes Pesach, matzah, puts it on his head like a shtamel, turns it around,
Moiridig. His shochen has got very simple matzahs, aber weiß noch, was es ist. He eats the matzahs.
Who's the master done something? Who's done better with the matzahs?
First, now, est matzahs. Chodsch est the matzahs. He's eaten something.
So he says the same thing like a tefillah. Eiza avoyde shabelev zei tefillah.
A person comes, he's got a beautiful siddur, he's got a beautiful nisach, he's a chazen, he sings beautifully. He's done it with the wrong eva. It's like putting matzahs on your head.
A person has to know each mitzvah with what part of his body he has to do it.
Tefillah one has to do with lev. If a person knows what he has to prepare for Pesach, it's a completely different thing. It's not about preparing how much, it's about preparing how to say it on Pesach Banai.
And how to say it, the first thing which is pushed is that the person, the balaguda, the father, the grandfather, has to be in it himself. He has to be excited about what he's saying. If he's excited, he'll be able to give it over to the children.
Pesach Banayit is not an inyan of saying over long things. It's an inyan of being there and being part of it.
Which that is the answer to our question we asked. To who is our Seder geared? Our Seder is geared to all the children because we're speaking from our heart. If we speak from our heart, they all understand. Before the Abu Bunim, we say an interesting shtik laguda, which all the mefarshim are very busy explaining, and I haven't seen any proper explanation. Burich hamukim burichi, burich shanusin toyer la'am yisrur, keneged Abu Bunim dibur toyer. Where does this burich hamukim come in? Before the Abu Bunim.
The akdumah to the Abu Bunim is that the father has to be excited. Burich hamukim burichi, burich shanusin toyer la'am yisrur.
If the father is excited, is keneged Abu Bunim dibur toyer. He'll
be able to speak to all of his children. If the father comes Pesach and he's burich hamukim burichi, he's excited with the Torah, he's excited with Pesach, he's excited with the mitzvahs, he'll have what to say to all the four children.
If he's not excited, he can have a book for each of the children, they won't accept anything. So all depends on that.
In a Zoshtait in Keren Ledovid, a gewaltige Wort.
There's a machloikis,
halal Pesach banayit by the Seder, we stop in the middle.
There's a machloikis, by Shammai and Beshillel, where should we stop?
Beshamay omrim ad eim abonim smeicho, If it's Hillel Omrim, Ad Chalumish L'mayinu Moim. And that's what we do. We say the first two Shtiklich of Hallel, Chalumish L'mayinu Moim, and then we have the seed.
Zug the Keren Duvid Agvaldige Wort.
B'Shama and B'Hillel are both saying, to what matzev do I have to get with saying Magid?
But Shama says it's enough. Eim Abonim Smeicho. Even the mother should be happy.
The whole Oilim should become excited. It's an exciting night. It's a titzer. Eim Abonim Smeicho. B'Hillel Zug, it's not enough.
Chalumish L'mayinu Moim.
A rock should become soft and give out water. That's what our avoid is Pesach B'Night, to change the Chalumish into L'mayinu Moim. To make every person, every child, Zichalain, to become soft, to become excited on what's going on. There's a halucha in Hilchas Pesach, which a lot of people say by the Seder night, it looks like a bit of a morbid halucha. But if we think of it differently, we put on the kittel, so there's kamo tamim. One of the tamim is that Mizol Gedenken Yom HaMisa. Tirzuov says, one should remember the Yom HaMisa. Why? Pesach, Mezitz, Derechayres, a nice table, silver, kailim. A person has to remember as he's not here for always. That sounds like a bit of a, like, giving just a jab in the, you know, you're getting too excited, let's. But it's the other way around.
A person has to come to a matzav Pesach, as the only way to get him b'chlal back is to remind him of the Yom HaMisa. The excitement is so in the air that everybody's in nonsense so lost. Azar matzev. Azar is the only way to bring him back. It's faket. It's a gewaldig. It's a way to bring out how far one has to go Pesach. Till that the only way to bring him back is by putting on his kit. Of the emes. How does one, so many years after Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, become excited about it? Very nice. Chayav udam liras as atzmoy, ki'ili yutzim mitzrayim. It's all nice, it's all gewaldig. And what we're saying is that the preparation is a preparation of our feelings, preparation of our heart, and that's what we can convey to our children. But how does one do that? The emes is, we have to understand the whole build-up of the Seder, the whole inyan of Cheres, the Maral, and all the other sfurim speak about it. Why? In Gulis, do we b'chal make a Seder? What we're saying, we're b'chorin, we all know the Gemurah, that Pirim, we can't say, Halal v'alakata, avda chashver shanam. We're still avudim, idna and Gulis. So what's this whole idea of making a Seder night, a Leil Seder, a Chayris, when we're in Gulis? The Maral says a vort, and we'll try to explain it. The Maral says that the question is Divrei Havai. Divrei Havai means it's Narishkeit. Chol our question. The Maral says also, a Yid be'etzem became a Ben Chorin in Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The Avdus which we have afterwards, the new Gulisn, are a Mikre. That means it's not be'etzem, a Mikre. A Yid be'etzem is a Ben Chorin, it's a Mikre. I'll explain it with a story. The Shin of Aruv used to say every year Hashanah Rabbah three stories. Say one of them. Three Meshulim stories. There was a Yid, a Gvir. In the olden times, people used to bath in public baths. There wasn't, people didn't have their own in their house running water. There was a public bath. We came in Erev Shabbos, people came to the public bath. Aoisha had a private bath. So there was this Aoisha, let's call him Reb Moshe, let's say. So he had a private bath, so he was never seen in the public baths. With the tzad, he became a yoret. He lost his panusa, lower line. And he came to the public bath. So there became a shmis between the oilem. Rav Moshe must have lost his panus. Why is he with a public bath? That's what one person said. The other person said, no. Oishe blabt oishe. So that's kashaychas. He does come, he doesn't come. He has got money, he hasn't got money. Oishe blabt oishe. The emes is, we all know, there is such people, it's no difference if they do have money, don't. So zen nashirim. The whole build, the whole way of speaking, it's like, oishe blabt oishe. Shin Aruv was trying to bring out Shana Rabbe. A Yid is a Yid. Amul we do Averis, Amul dos. A Yid blabt a Yid. A Oishe blabt a Oishe. A Ben Chorin stays a Ben Chorin. What happens around him, in his own guy, but he is a Ben Chorin. A Yid has to know, and Zich Anchazer, that we are Bnei Chorin. We are free to be Avda Hashem. No difference that from outside it looks like we've got big Yetzaharas, we've got Zach. We are free. And Amos, we find the interesting thing. The Abba Koises, in Medrash it says, and Rashi brings in Psuchim,
We find four times with the Sa'a Mashkim, they said the word Kos, and that's the remez on the Abba Koisus. The Sa'a Mashkim was in prison, together with the Sa'a Oif. The Chora, they were both, would have been hanged. What does the Sa'a Mashkim dream? The Sa'a Mashkim dreams, the Kos Parah Be'yudi, Ve'ekeches Al-Novim, Ve'eschat Oisom, El-Kos Parah, Ve'etnas Al-Kos Al-Kaf Parah. He dreamt that he's going back to his old way. He's going back to the base parah. The Sa'a Oif him dreamt about birds eating. A person dreams by night, what he thinks by day. That means the Sa'a Mashkim understood, he looked at himself still as the Sa'a Mashkim. It's no difference. I'm in prison, there's tzuris, zachm. I'm the Sa'a Mashkim. That's the remez of the Dalet Koisus from the Sa'a Mashkim. We are B'nai Chorin. And that's a thing we can give over to our children. And the Maral says an interesting thing, an interesting nekida. That is the idea of matzah. The Maral says the difference between matzah is called lechem oini. The Maral, interesting nekida. What's a uni and what's a oisha? What's the difference? What's a uni and what's a oisha? Zug the Maral, a oisha, how does one become a oisha? He's got certain things which make him into a oisha. He's got money, he's got this. So there's things from outside which make him a oisha. A uni means it's him himself. It's me, myself. That's the gate of a uni. We don't need anything. There's no, a yid can't say, if I would have had this and this, I'd be a ben chur. If I would have been in a different situation, mat, lechem oini, we need nothing. Beregi, we went out of Mitzrayim, mantizkes, yoyim, tzeis, chomeret, tzayim, kol yom echayecho, we don't need nothing. We are b'nei chur. And if we, chazah zich'am, this nekida, we can give it over to our children that we are be'etzem b'nei chur. But the emes is, it geht noch weiter auch. There's a bakante mushel. Still, not everybody knows it, but it doesn't matter. From Yosef Shol Natanzon, a bakante mushel for Pesach. He says, there was an illiterate person. Didn't know how to read. Didn't know how to write. He knew nothing. Didn't know what was going on. Amulige Zaten, a person didn't have money. He worked from morning till night to put a bit of bread on his table. Who had time to learn from 12 years old working in the fields. But he won the lottery. He won an oish. Very nice. He was a clever person. He wanted to learn. Instead of wasting his time, he took teachers. He was 30 years old. Teachers to teach him to read, to write, to learn. He became a learned person. Took a few years. He lost his panos. He used to make every year, the day which he won the lottery, he used to make a party for his children. The year after he lost his panos, the children thought, no party. They got the invitation. Children, einiklich, this invitation. Party. What's going on? Why part? You haven't got panus? He said, you're silly. The money I haven't got, but what I got from the money, I learned something. I learned to read. I learned to write. I learned to do something. Of course I make a part. Yetzias Mitzrayim brought with it the ganze Yiddishkeit. We say Dayeni. Yeah? Ili yotzinim Mitzrayim v'lizmem shvut. Hurgas b'charaya. Nuzlunis m'moinam. Kurlunis ayom. Nuzlunis ha-shabas. We got and got and got, yeah, we got all these malas. So we haven't got that nekida that we're now b'nei chur. But what the b'nei chur brought with, we've got all of them. We have to bring out to our children and to ourselves, first of all, like we said before. The gewaldige malas which we got with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's no difference that we're nowadays in Gurdes. This is a kleinigkeit, legabe, what we did earn from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have all these malas. And I gave, I'm reaching you off in Dayani, I'm saying, Avetu. Envision it, Shabbos. That shtikla gudze, which Ili, I don't remember which one is before that, Veloy Nusluni as a Shabbos, Dayani, they don't like that piece. Ili, no wish that eins fadem? You think? Yes, do eins fadem. Veloy Nusluni as Shabbos. So he used to say, Ili, this Veloy Nusluni as Shabbos, Loy Dayani. Okay, it wouldn't be enough. He wants the Shabbos. Nish kan afkemen. But what we earned with going out with time, to someone noch bakemen. And the emes is, as that we can also find in the psikim of the Sa'a Mashkim. There's a gewaldig interessant zach. We have to drink dalet koisus. What? Ilya chaluni is hamam, vele nusluni is hashabas dayayin. So the vision sechusit said, loy dayayin. Okay. So maybe everybody can say on the things which he wants, loy dayayin. Agav dayayini doesn't mean it's it would have been enough. It means it would be enough to thank for. Dayayini doesn't mean it would be enough. There's enough reason to make a Seder night for each of the 15 things makes the end. So actually, yeah, we've got to. So number one, the first nikkida was that we are be'etzem b'nei choyer, na oisha blabta oisha. Number two, the gewaltige malus which we got with going out of Mitzrayim, we've still got, and more and more. And this can auch treffen by the Sa'ar Mashkim. The Sa'ar Mashkim, we said before, the four times cost which says by the Sa'ar Mashkim, Amarim is on the Dalet Koises. Psofa says, Vayitzeisi, Vayitzalti, 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 Vayitzalti. So four Koises. Psofa, we have to have all the four Koises. Vayitzeisi is not enough. Went out of Mitzrayim, okay. Vayitzalti, like we're asking, we're back into Gulis. It's Amagunish from there. Vayitzalti. But there's one thing which we did. V'lokachti eschem li la'om. The fourth cost. So we need the fourth cost. Now there was two people sitting in prison together. There was Yosef HaTzadik and there was the Sa'ar Mashkim. Now there's a big difference between them. The Sa'ar Mashkim came in as the Sa'ar Mashkim and he went out as the same Sa'ar Mashkim. So he only had the first three choices. Yosef came in as Yosef and he went out as Mishnah Lemelech. Which that is the remez for us. We went into Mitzrayim as not Klal Yisrael, and we came out as Klal Yisrael. Which that's the whole idea what we're speaking about. It's not, we're asking, we're still in Gulis. Yeah, but we became Klal Yisrael. We got all these malas. So that's the difference between the two people who are sitting in prison. If we look in the Psikim, the Sa'ar Mashkim only said three times the word Kos. And Yosef was the one who said the fourth time the word Kos. Because the V'lekachti Eschem Li La'om is the difference between the Sa'ar Mashkim and Yosef. Yosef went in as Yosef and went out as the Mishnah Lemelech, which that is Klal Yisrael, who went into Mitzrayim without being Klal Yisrael and went out as being Klal Yisrael. The third Nekidah is, which is very important to know, Pesach, how we can answer this question, how a Yid, we're still in Gulis, that the Emes is, a Yid is Shayach, a Yid is Mekirev and Shayach, even Begulis to the Beis HaMikdash, especially on Pesach. We all know that the tzaddikim ate from the korban Pesach, even in Gulis. We know from the Tzamzeruv, Soifer. I've got here Shteit Hazoi. Soifer, but Afi Koyman, used to, like a person takes a hot shtickle kegel and it gets too hot, puts on this hand, used to play around with Afi Koyman as if it's a hot piece of meat, a sizzling piece of meat in. The Reb Shimon Soifer told this as a person was called Eruv, which spoke to Reb Shimon Soifer himself, the son of Chassam Soifer. Yamen li kvoidoi. Moedi gezach. Reb Shimon Soifer, son of the Chassam Soifer, Yamen li kvoidoi. He's telling this Eruv to believe him. Ki beleil seide shechilak luni hu abbe kzeitzim afikoymen, hergashni tam boso mamsh. The matzes afikoymen, the children, we're not talking about the Chassam Soifer himself. Reb Shimon Soifer is telling Yenem, as a child, they felt a fleischige tam in the matzah, Pesach Manach. And the Tzanzerov, the Rebbe from Lublin, called me the masses. And we, I don't know, maybe some people do feel it, even if we don't have, we believe in it, as Ayid is Mekisha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Pesach, we all run to the door, El Yanuvi, we open the door, Kenzan, push the remez in it. There's a famous story of the Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe used to excite to speak about the Ge'ile. The Ge'ile was mamish part of him. Ge'ile. He had a son called Reb Luzer Nissen who was supposed to come once for Shabbos, a normal Shabbos, the middle of the year, was supposed to come to the Yismach Moshe. And it was getting late and the wagon didn't arrive. It was getting later. I was nervous a bit already. It came Shabbos, and Tvish and Yismach Moshe went to Mikveh. Erev Shabbos. And they came running after him. They said, Es gekimmen. He arrived. He thought, he was so into Mashiach. He arrived? Where did he arrive to? He arrived to my house? He rushed home as I come to the Mashiach. Pesach, kimt jedeine tzitzi, azad dargen amine. We ran to the door, even the children. Mashiach, als lebt mit, the enye for Mashiach. So we've got these three things to help us to become excited and understand the inyan of how we can give over this Pesach Balayat. These three things are maybe nichlal and divrei Rabbi Gamliel, kol shle oma shloisha dvur maluli liyutzi lachavusoy, Pesach, Matzah, Emunah, are these three things. Pesach is the shaychus which we've still got nowadays to the Beis Hamikdash. We're going back to the Beis Hamikdash. Gulas is only a zeitweilige Sach. We're on the way. Yeah, benissen digali, benissen asidnli good. Matzah, Emunah, are these three ideas. Like we said, Pesach is the keshet to the Beis Hamikdash. Matzah is the etzem, the maral, that be'etzem we b'nei choyren. Emunah is the maschul begnissim esayim b'shvach. That the end of it was the shvach. Finish off with a story. As we come to Masa from the Shpola Zayde, we all know that every minig Yisrael Pesach Banayit is gewaldig heilig, every kleinigkeit. The Masa in Shpola Zayde, the Nisach, which some people say is Kadash, when the Tate came time from Shil, when the father comes from Shil, Titzach on a Vase Kittel, he macht glach Kiddush, makes Kiddush. The kinder soll nicht anschlufen. Kinder soll nicht anschlufen. So there was this child who the Malamed Chai didn't tell him this last piece. He just said, Kaddish, when the Tata came to Hafshin, mach Tete Zichun de Vasa Kittel, and mach Glach Kiddish. So the Shmuel Zayde was us mensch. He left out the part, he has to know who the Malamed is, he left out this last part. The next morning, the Malamed got what for? He left out part. He took pshat. Everything we do Pesach B'Night here is Ma'ore Gerusa Zach. He said, Kaddish, when the Tata came to Hafshin, means the Tata in him. The Eibishte came time from Shil, and Zoya Kudish it says, and we believe in it, as Pesach Banacht came Tarup the Shechina in Yedi Yiddish Shtib. Every Yiddish Shtib becomes a Shil. Yeah, the Usele Dabe B'Shas HaTfile, one has to take Pesach Banacht off the wall and hang it up in his dining room. It's Veta Shil. Chzpsoif Vezukt, as every house, we Mefit HaSaide, the house is going to go to Etzisur. Hushatu Hochu, the house, the Shuna Abu, the house, Barad Yisroel. Always say one has to be careful when building extensions, and thus Yisroel hasn't got so much place for all these big, massive English houses. Yisroel is flat, there'll be one house on the other. You've got to be a bit careful. If you want your house to go to Yisroel, you've got to a bit of tzimtzum. Efshe nisht, efshe eretz ha-tzvi. Yisroel will have place for all of us. Aber eichshele yo, shatu hochu, zik tichas psoif, the shun abu barad Yisroel. So when the Tate, this is the Eibishte, kim taheim fin shil, he goes back fin shil from coming for the Seder night. Tit ezach und der wasse kittel was is mir amos auf rachmen in a macht glach kiddish is mit kaddish amo yisrul the evishte takes again back klal yisrul and is dem kaddish gedai de kleine kinder de hiden in gule soll nicht anschluff the children klal yisrul shouldn't verschluff de gules so jede sach hat jede wort peisach wanach peisach is a gewaltiges mann which the evishte nimmt noch mal zurück klal yisrul. Das ist ein Wort von Tfer Schleuma, ein gewaltiges Wort. Als Pirim steht doch, Vajavoi Motch, Shehevi Yom Rishn Shal Pesach Betanis. Jeden fasted, Lail Pesach, the year of the Nes from Pirim. Why did he have to make the 3 days of Tanis Dafke then? Could have moved it with one day, another night. There was 11 months still, till the Gezeirah. Why did he have to make that Pesach Banach Zolzana Tanis? Took the Tfer Schleuma, ein gewaltiges Wort. Pesach Banach, gewaltige Nachasriach, the Shechina comes down, Zet v'yidin pavar no pasayde. He want, there was a gzaira of Kloy on Klal Yisroel. He wanted to give them on yene welt a feeling, how does it look without a Pesach banayt. He gave them no Pesach. It's an andere vet. Mamay le Pesach is mezoiche, zid ala nyunim, da ibishol taka helfen, there's a vot, harei ani keben shivim shunu, velo zechisi shet ume yetzir mitzrayim balaylas. So harei ani keben shivim shunu, weiss me doch, one of the pshutim is that he was younger. He just got white hair. That means that Eibishter made him old, even though he wasn't old. The wasn't just Meramis, that Eibishter should bring the Ge'ile before the time. Ani Hashem be'ito achishenu. Is, harei ani keben shivim shunu, why wasn't azoicha shate ome yitzis mitzayim ba'leilois, as in the gulis, soll the Eibishter bring in the yitzis mitzayim, and Eibishter helfen, soll sein, ki yumei tzeizcho me'eretz mitzayim, areni nefluois, omein.
Nice, three things to say, one with your wall.
Oh, mine. Wait a minute.